Beware the imposters. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. You can't believe anything anymore, not even caller ID. We've certainly learned that. But a BuzzFeed News investigation shows just how pervasive this kind of deception has become. Back when the FCC was soliciting comments on the net neutrality issue, people posted 22 million messages on the FCC's website. And why not? It was a huge issue. But the FCC also tracked the source of those comments. And at BuzzFeed News, Jeremy Singer Vine examined those records and found that almost 2 million of those public comments came from the same political consultant who used real email addresses that had been stolen in a data breach. That consultant actually attached fake messages pushing his own political agenda to the names and addresses of real people.
These comments were auto-generated, sort of a Mad Libs project.
No two alike.
You know, by our calculations, I think more than a million, billion possibilities.
Yep. They even impersonated politicians. And in some cases,
the comments made in their names flew directly against their party's platform and even statements they had made previously.
So, an American company deliberately tampering with the government effort to assess public opinion. Wasn't the president looking to punish someone for treason recently? I think we may have an excellent test case. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.